If you watch cable TV or go online, you've likely seen competing ads for and against Propositions 26 and 27, both seeking to legalize sports betting in some capacity, and both claiming to be in the best interest of the state's Native American tribes. And the messaging has been confusing to many voters, as hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent so far on both sides of the argument, and in opposition to each argument, making it hard for voters to make an informed decision. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Isaac Hale, Assistant Professor of Politics at Occidental College. Thank you so much for your time, Professor. These competing propositions seem so confusing, and that's almost the point, right? They're trying to confuse voters to try and get more votes to the other side.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. I think it's absolutely the case that there is some intentional confusion going on in these measures, and I think it's important to note that they are distinct. Proposition 26 would legalize in-person sports betting at existing tribal gaming casinos and four racetracks, whereas Prop 27 would open the door to online sports betting run by places like FanDuel.
So when you look at the history of ballot propositions, at least in the state of California, when voters get confused, they vote no. So couldn't this strategy backfire?
Well, it could, but I think the question is, right, for whom does it backfire, right? So, you know, there's a lot of money being spent in for and against, especially on Proposition 27, the online sports betting one. And, you know, a lot of the gaming tribes would like to see Proposition 27 defeated, right? This would mean an entry of other players into gambling in the state of California, and that's not something they're super excited about. But I think when you're thinking about why some of the proponents might have intentionally confusing propositions, particularly with 27, online sports betting and online gambling don't poll super well. So instead, what you have with something like Prop 27 is that it highlights the tax revenue that will be spent on housing and homelessness in the state of California, rather than the nitty-gritty of what is actually going to be legalized by the measure.
What happens if they both pass?
That's a great question. So it's actually pretty clear under the California state constitution that if two competing measures both pass, the one with a higher margin is the one that's actually enacted. But the wrinkle here is it's not actually clear that these measures conflict. Prop 27's backers, in fact, have said quite clearly that they don't believe that these measures conflict, although the backers of Prop 26 and many of the gaming tribes are much less sure. So the answer is if they both pass, expect to see them go to court.
Also, another sure thing might be that there is so much money being spent on these two ballot propositions, right? $300 million. Somebody's getting rich on this.
Yes, it's good to be a political consultant, an evergreen statement. But hundreds of millions of dollars being spent across these two propositions. And in fact, with the total spending on Prop 27 may end up eclipsing the spending we saw back in 2020 on Proposition 22, the one that that was about Uber and Lyft.
Right. Yeah, that was a massive amount of campaigning for sure. Isaac, thank you so much for sorting through it with us. Isaac Hale, Assistant Professor of Politics at Occidental College.